Well, it's hard to believe, but the Wallabies are en route to the World Cup and they've stopped off in the United States of America. Now, this game will take place in Chicago Sunday morning our time at 9:30. Sunday morning our time at 9:30. I'm led to believe you can watch it on Fox, which is going to be terrific. And they're staying at one of the most famous sporting colleges in the entire world on the planet in Notre Dame. And joining us online is Nick Phipps. G'day, Nick.
G'day, guys. How are you going?
Yeah, good, mate. Firstly, what's it like? I imagine it's be pretty exciting.
Yeah, mate, it's unbelievable. This place is just a different world over here. We're right in the middle of the actual college. There's right in the middle of all the sporting centres. We're training out of the ice hockey centre. We're right next to the football stadium. And everything is just a very special experience to be over here and training hard.
Like most things in America, is it bigger than Ben Hur?
Oh, yeah.
That's it. Everything's upsized here. The buildings are huge. The grounds are massive. It's something that you've got to really see to believe.
What about the money they spend on their college ball?
Yeah, apparently we heard earlier it's 65 US grand to go here, the tuition. So
yeah.
I think they're definitely out of pocket. But the grounds and everything like that, I think it'd definitely be worth it the way that everyone sort of goes around.
And what's the focus at this stage, Nick?
Mate, we're just really focusing on sort of locking in a good couple of weeks now before we get over to London. It's a great opportunity to sort of get away and have some world-class facilities at our handle and ready to sort of fine-tune a lot of things so that when we get over there, we're really hitting the ground running.
And, mate, have you seen, are there many sort of ex-Aussies playing in this United States team? You know, often we get expats who have made their way to the States for some inexplicable reason and they pop up.
Yeah, there are. There's a lot of sort of Aussies that even we know that are playing in the team. There's Greg Pederson, who played for the Waratahs for 3 or 4 years.
Okay.
And there's even Toby Lestrange and Tom Cooligan, who me and Bernie actually played in Colts with back at Sydney Uni. So there's a lot of connections in the US team, and it's going to be funny out there. Hopefully we can find a few of them around the bottom of a ruck somewhere.
Nick, it's a special time for all you guys.
Yeah.
It must be pretty hard to contain your excitement.
Yeah, it is. It's very hard at the moment, knowing that it's so close to finally getting there, that we've worked 4 years for this. And now it's all about sort of capping that excitement and making sure we're staying focused on the end goal. And that's sort of bring the cup home.
And, Nick, are you still getting smashed on the training park? Or when does that sort of taper off?
Oh, hopefully soon. we've definitely been getting our worth over here. We've had two a day, so we're getting a lot of time out on the field. It's about 31 degrees here at the moment, so we're sweating out a bit of mud, but it's good. It's been really entertaining. It's been working really hard together. It's a great sort of feel amongst the group at the moment, and that's what we're going to be needing in the tougher moments over in London.
And, Nick, just on the gridiron, mate, we know the focus on Jarryd Hayne back here in Australia. Have you read a headline or any stories of him over there?
Yeah, there's a little bit. We're seeing a lot sort of back home, but there is a little bit around here. Everyone sort of that we meet from the actual country, they always mention the Hayne plane. So
okay, cool.
We're pretty proud to call him an Aussie, and we'll be using him as much as possible.
Yeah, fantastic. And I imagine everyone's just still trying to impress Michael Checker somehow.
Yeah, the spots are right open for it. At the moment, every sort of position's up for grabs, and the boys are working very hard. And that's the sort of environment he's created. He's got two, you know, world class teams against each other. There's no sort of extended props or extended second rows out of the wing or anything like that. It's two full on teams able to go at each other and compete at a high level every day. And those are competing for spots.
Nick, we thank you for your time, mate. We wanted to touch base, make sure all was going well, and I'm sure you'll enjoy your time in the US. It'll be very productive.
Yeah, we're keeping on board. Cheers, boys. Thanks very much.
Well done, and Nick Phipps there. Great to have a chat to one of the members over there. I think they move out of the area they're in to Chicago, and then they come back to the university. And so there's plenty going on before they hit the UK.